survey says it's 6 o'clock. Time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
We've been out right across Australia asking people all sorts of fun questions, and now it's time to see if two families can guess the answers to win a load of cash or maybe even a brand new car. So let's meet them now. First up, for this second night, it's the Hocking family.
Once again, she goes, that's us. Correct it is, Hayley. Who's on board your team?
I've got my sister, Madison, my sister Georgia, and my darling father DePaul.
Welcome back to DePaul. Yeah. Ready to take them on tonight, it's the Zamora family! Marcella, lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Introduce us.
This is my daughter Stephanie, my son Cameron, and my eldest daughter Kristen.
Welcome along, team. Great to have you guys with us. Righto, team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a place you might hear an alarm go off. Marcella?
In your bedroom.
In your bedroom. Yeah. 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 A place you might hear an alarm going off.
A shopping centre.
Shopping centre alarm. Mm-hmm. First strike. Georgia.
Well, this could be a bit random, but school?
Just a school alarm, she says.
Yeah. Oh, OK. Fire Brigade.
The Fire Brigade?
Fire Brigade. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Oh. Hey, place you might hear an alarm going off.
Police station.
Let's see. Second strike. Zamora's could steal, so they're going to have a think of an option, Maddie.
I'm going to say a car alarm.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. Georgia?
Yes. This is quite a tricky one, isn't it?
It is.
I reckon a place that I might hear an alarm go off would have to be...
Can you stop talking so slowly? Because it's obvious to me and everyone here that you're stalling.
Yeah.
Trying to come up with...
I was going to say hospital.
Mm. Let's see.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of things come to mind. First thing I think is supermarket.
The supermarket.
Oh, yeah. You go through the buzzer.
Oh, yeah. No. Zamora's. Kristen.
I think a house alarm.
Cameron.
I'm going to go with bank.
Stephanie.
I'm going to go with Kristen and say house.
Marcella.
I'm going to go with the majority. I'm going to say house.
We're going house for the steal. Yeah. Nice work. Well done, Zamora. Takes it to 82. First points. Remaining answers, 7.
Bank.
Okay, cool. We like that. You're happy with that, aren't you? Nice little taste of a lead early on. Continue that form for another 5 nights and you'll be taking home a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this family SUV seats 5 comfortably and it's packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. And for everyone playing along at home, I want the top answer to this question. Name something you sprinkle cheese onto. We'll compare answers when we come back in the feud. Yes. Welcome back to Family Feud. Our families are still fighting it out for $10,000. Now, before the break, I asked, name something you sprinkled cheese onto, and the top answer was...
Pizza!
What's divided the nation? The top answer was... Pasta! How did you go? Well played, everybody. Good participation. Just no need to yell so loudly at me. Maddie, Stephanie, let's play. It's a competitive night tonight. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something people do when they become adults. Quick, Maddie.
Have children.
Children.
Stephanie. Go on holidays.
days? No. Oh. Have children has it at the moment. Oh. Something people do when they become adults.
Something I'll probably never do, buy a house. I'll never have the money.
You don't buy a house? Yeah, you do that when you're an adult. You don't buy a house usually when you're a child.
No.
Oh. Paul.
Settle down.
Settle down.
Maybe.
Second strike. Okie dokie. Zamora's could steal, so they're having a think. This is proving to be a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Tough question. Do you have an answer, Hayley?
Yes.
What is it?
Get married.
You get married.
Yeah.
When you grow up. Yeah. Yeah. Beyonce was right. You do put a ring on us, don't you?
Sure
yeah.
do.
How's it
going? No ring yet.
Oh, hi.
I'm looking at you, Grant. Yeah. Oh. My boyfriend's name Grant.
Oh.
It's weird that I said yes.
And then you said, actually, my boyfriend's name Grant, and now I feel like an idiot. Maddie.
Get their full license.
Yep. Good. Let's see what it says. Nice. Because otherwise, you see a car going past and you can't see the kid's head in there like this.
Yeah. Or you.
They're not tall enough.
I'm kidding.
Yes, I might sit on the full A to Z of phone books, but I still host this show.
Where are we up to, Georgia?
Just me. I was going to say save.
Oh, yeah. Save money, you mean?
Mm.
That's three strikes. Sorry. It's over to the Zamoras. Kristen.
Get a full-time job.
Cameron.
I'm going to go drink alcohol.
Stephanie.
Yes.
I'll go with Cam and go drink alcohol.
Yes. Marcella.
Yes, I'm going to go with Stephanie and Chrissy and the whole audience.
Yeah. Let's see alcohol on the board. Zamoras do the job one more time. Takes them to 125. Remaining answers, 8.
Go to the pub.
Double points time. It's 125-0 right now. This could really help the Hockings out. So give me Georgia, give me Cam. Let's play. Jeepers, we got a fun night tonight. We surveyed 100 people on the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a place kids beg their parents to take them to. Cameron.
Disneyland.
Disneyland. Yes. Good answer. Yes! Place kids beg their parents to take them to, Paul?
The beach.
The beach. Take me to the beach on a hot day.
Yeah.
Lovely work. You, Hayley?
The park.
Just lovely. I like the park. Yep. Just have a play in the park.
Let's go to the park.
Nice. Maddie.
I'm thinking on a holiday. Usually kids always want to go on a holiday or travel.
Somewhere cool.
Yeah.
Just love to go on a holiday. Take me away. Jeepers. Georgia.
I'm thinking outside the box again.
Yeah.
Could be wrong. McDonald's?
Yes!
What kid doesn't like going
there? I love me a Big Mac.
Right? And a Happy Meal. It's food and a toy.
All
awesome. Yes! Paul.
Theme parks.
Yeah. Yes. Pretty good.
Yeah.
What about a big theme park?
Yes!
Hayley, score's looking a little sore and sorry right now. No. It's a total of 0, but we're 3 away from a clean sweep here.
I'm going to go with playground.
Just a playground
in
general?
Yeah, just a playground.
Just give me a good swing set and maybe a slide.
Wizzies.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second strike. OK, Zamora's could steal, so they're going to have a think. Maddie.
I always used to beg Mum and Dad to take me to a friend's house.
Yes. So. I want to go play. Get me out of this house, take me to a friend's place.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Daddy. Third strike. Zamora's.
I've actually actually run out of answers.
That's okay. Just say pass.
Pass.
Cameron,
yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go like toy store.
Toy store. Yeah, oh, yeah cool stuff.
I'm going to go for like an bounce type indoor trampoline section place.
Bounce. Maybe one more time with a little bit more conviction. You want to say
bounce?
Bouncy thing. Marcella.
I know what she means.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with Cameron at toy store.
Okay, Cameron. We're going with Cameron.
Yeah.
Did we get completely the right yeah. ignored him last time, and he came up with the goods, and I you know, thanked everyone, bar Cameron.
I'm sorry.
So now this is Cameron's chance
yeah,
to shine.
I'm redeeming myself.
Cameron, you
yeah.
feel good about this now that Mum has not overlooked you?
I'm pretty confident. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm
hoping, yeah. Okay, if we get this and it's on the board, let's give him some love.
Oh!
It's 125 to 122. How close is this? Look, love watching Family Feud tonight? Then why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Head to 10 Play and look up Family Feud for all the highlights and the fun stuff that goes on behind the scenes here as well. Triple points when we come back. Jeepers, good times, everyone. Tonight, look at this, the Hawkins 122, Zamora's the new family just in front of 125. Who's going to win, do you think? Zamora's?
Yeah!
Hawkins? Yeah. Zamora's? Yeah. And now that's changed. The family gets the 300 points in this round, could take home $10,000. Righto, triple points. Okie dokie. Paul, Kristen, let's do it.
We serve over 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name a type of shoe. Kristen?
Stiletto.
A stiletto. Yay. Pass up, right? Don't know how Paul didn't get stiletto. Looks like a stiletto kind of guy to me. Name a type of shoe.
A runner.
A runner?
Yeah.
Type of shoe?
I'm thinking more like a footy boot. Like
okay.
a or footy / soccer boot.
Let's have a look. Yeah. Good. Cameron.
I'm thinking maybe like tap dancing shoes.
Tap dancing yeah. shoes?
Yeah.
Oh. Tap dancing shoes. What happened when you guys were in Egypt? What was your dad offered?
Some camels. 12.
What for?
For my hand.
Oh, for, you, for your hand in marriage?
Yes.
I'll have her for 12 camels. Yes.
Dad said if it was 13, you would have maybe considered.
It's such a great dad joke.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Oh, mate, if it was 13, you yeah. know, I'd have let you have her. Oh, yeah, darling, don't forget 13 camels, you would have been gone. Yeah. Is it a bit of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Exactly.
Like it never happened. Type of shoe?
A sandal.
Sandal?
Yes.
Away from a clean sweep. You guys travel kind of a lot, yeah?
Yes, we do.
Yeah? Favourite places?
Oh, it'd have to be Jordan.
Wow.
Yeah, and Croatia, I think.
Nice, exotic. Yeah. But you did sort of, you go over all the time? All
yeah,
over
yeah.
the world?
Well, I discovered cruising about 10 years too late.
Yeah.
So I've made up for it and we try to go on at least 2 cruises a year.
Where are you off to next?
We're off to Singapore to China for our 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, nice. Type of shoe?
I'm thinking like a cowboy boot.
Let's see.
No.
That's the first strike, so not too much drama because there's only 2 left on the board. Stephanie, type of shoe?
I'm going to go for something, or I'm thinking like a thong, like a flip-flop Havana-style thong.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Is one of them a thong?
Yes.
Clapped the hell out of that. Darren Rock, thumbs up there. Cameron.
Maybe like tradie boots.
Yeah, love the answer. I love it. I really love it. I really, really, really love it. Please be there. Is number six a tradie boot? Oh, I've done it again. I've done it again. I've overhyped you. Sorry, Cameron.
That's all right.
Kristen?
Maybe like a theatre shoe, like a shoe that you wear in surgery, like a booty type thing. I don't know.
even Captain Wrong over here is... he's going, I think it's going to be up there. Yeah. What about a theatre-y thing? That's the third strike. It's open to the Hawkings. That wasn't your fault, by the way, Cameron. Paul.
Hayley come up with slippers, so sounds good to me. The pressure's off.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Slippers, not bad. Yeah. Georgia.
I'm thinking, what about an Ugg boot?
Yeah! Nice and Australian. Maddie.
I was thinking a gum boot.
Hayley. Audience is reacting superbly to all of those options. Which means the family is on track. So that's good news. That gives you some more options to go with.
Let's go with slipper.
Yeah. Let's have a shot. Let's have a shot for slipper. Oh! The Zamora has become our new champ. Look at Hayley's face. Remaining answer. That wasn't any of your options, but well done to the Zamora family. Hayley,
thank you.
Maddie, Georgia.
You're competitive too.
Paul, you guys represented yourselves exceptionally well.
Thank you.
You played well, you played hard. It wasn't quite the outcome you were hoping for, but you will be taking home $1,400 from your time in Fast Money. And a $1,000 gift card to be shared between you, courtesy of Proud's The Jewellers, where you'll find great gift ideas for the whole family. You'll also be taking home our brand new Family Feud board game, available at selected retailers. Thanks for playing, guys. That's a lot of fun. They are the Hawkings, Zamora family. Who's playing Fast Money? Come on over. New champions, hey?
Yeah.
After all the fun that we've had, look who's smiling now. You are, because you're up here and about to play for $10,000. Just head back to our soundproof booth, mate. You and I are going to shoot for $10,000. It's called Fast Money. It's on Family Feud, and they are our new champions.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Fast Money time here in the feud, so let's see if the Zamora family can now win some cash. You're a little excited?
Yeah.
Time to calm down and just relax a little. If you and Cameron get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. And be planning more wonderful holiday adventures to come. Cameron is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. He's liking it a little too much back there. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. Now, if you pass, we'll come back at this time, OK? And the clock starts at the end of the first question. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, Stephanie. Other than nail clippers, what can you use to manicure your fingernails?
Filer.
Apart from cars, name something you might see on the road.
Bus.
Name something you have done at a day spa.
Massage.
Name something the government should spend more money on.
The old people.
What is considered low-level crime?
Pass.
What is considered a low-level crime? It's OK. It's all right.
Here's a go.
Other than nail clippers, what can you use to manicure your fingernails, you said? File. Survey says. Apart from cars, name something you might see on the road, you said. Bus. The survey says. File. Name something you have done at a day spa, you said. A massage. Survey says. Yeah!
If you're over the 100 by this stage in your round, that's pretty amazing. Name something the government should spend more money on.
You said
the old people. Do you mean our elderly Australians?
Our seniors, they work so hard all their life and I think they just need to put their feet up and relax and enjoy life.
It's nice when you put it that way. Yeah, or as opposed to old people. Survey says. What is considered a low-level crime? You didn't answer in time. So, therefore, your score's going to be... But you know what? You're over 100. Who cares? 111. Cameron, she's got you over the halfway mark. All you need is 89 to get $10,000. So I'm going to ask you the same five questions. You're the second player and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. Cool. Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. If you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound and I'll ask you to try again.
Gotcha.
Can we remind everybody of Stephanie's answers and 25 seconds of the clock too, please? The time starts from the end of the first question, so good luck. Other than nail clippers, what can you use to manicure your fingernails?
Pass.
Apart from cars, name something you might see on the road.
Bikes.
Name something you have done at a day spa.
Go in the spa.
Name something the government should spend more money on.
Transport.
What is considered a low-level crime?
Pass.
Other than nail clippers, what can you use to manicure your fingernails?
Buffer.
What is considered a low-level crime? Just out of time. Just out of time, but let's go. Couple of toughies in there.
Yep.
Couple of real toughies. Other than nail clippers, what can you use to manicure your fingernails? And you said a buffer, as in like a.
Like a never done buffer? My nails before, so that was just a shot in the dark.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Was it? Survey says. No. The top answer was file, and Stephanie had that, but you could have said like teeth. Teeth. Oh. Teeth was the second highest. Need 89. Apart from cars, name something you might see on the road. You said bikes. Yes. They love it. And you know what? They're on song tonight because it's the top answer. Yes. We're in 63 now. Name something you have done at a day spa. You said you go in a spa. Because if I'm a bloke and I'm thinking out loud, there's spa in the name, so you've got a spa in there somewhere. I see the theory. Yeah. Let's see if it works. So. Mm. Yeah. Top answer was massage, so well done, Steph. Name something the government should spend more money on. You said transport. It would have been so much easier if you just had said everything. And then that would have been, like, all-encompassing.
Yeah, that's pretty... That's true.
Survey says... Oh. No! Education was the top answer. So you could have gone with, like, health or something like that. What's considered a low-level crime? You unfortunately did not answer in time, so therefore stealing is what we were looking for, or traffic offence. Yeah. So I know, a little bit anticlimactic. I know it feels like you're on a bit of a low, but you did win $10 for every fast money point, so yay! Yay for that. And they'll be back again next week to try for another $10,000. Stick around, the project's up next. And don't forget, the Big Bash tonight on 10. And we'll see you again Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.